Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Samach Vav, and today's daf is sponsored by the Hertz family in loving memory of the grandfather whose yard site is today, Mr. Leslie Hertz, Eliezer Ben Yeshaya. We thank the family for the sponsorship. Again, Le'ili Nishmas, Mr. Leslie Hertz, Eliezer Ben Yeshaya. Okay, we are on Samach Hei Amabez by the Gemara. We're in the sugyas of Charata and Pesach, and we discussed yesterday whether we're poseach mashakasa batorah, that was the Mishnah that we just had on Samachem Abayz, and the last Mishnah we had was poschin la'adam b'ksubas ishto, as we start the last daf here in the ninth parak of Nedarim, the last one discussing Hataras Nedarim, and then we get into Hafara in the next parak of the Baal, or the father. So the Mishnah said that we even could use, and Rabbi Akiva brought a story related to that, person could even use ksubas ishto, even though a person knows that he has to pay ksuba, but he doesn't realize it, it doesn't sink in. He thinks maybe he could stretch it out, he doesn't have to pay the whole thing, and it ended up that he has to pay everything, even a large ksuba, and Rabbi Akiva used that as a pesach to allow a person to forego on their neder. Ili hayiti yodea shukain, if I would have known that this is so, I would never have made the neder, and Rabbi Akiva matered based on that. After Rabbi Akiva had said, you know, you even would have to sell the hair on your head in order to pay back the ksuba. And he said, what? I can't believe that. Says the Gemara. Mitaltali mimshtabdi l'ksuba? Is it really true what Rabbi Akiva threatened him? What Rabbi Akiva said he would have to do? Rabbi Akiva said, if you don't pay the ksuba, not only am I going to take this, even if you sell the hair on your head, you're going to have to pay the ksuba. But that's metaltalin. Metaltalin mi mishtabdi l'ksuba. Shall we take literally the words that Rabbi Akiva said? That the movable items are mishubit to the ksuba? Is that really true? So Amar Abaya says the Gemara, karka shove ches me'oz dinar. Really? Even though, I'm sorry, he wasn't even focused on the hair yet. The first step was focused on the money. He said, you'd have to pay the money, 800 dinar or 400 dinar. So we say, no, maybe it means karka that's worth that amount. V'haktani, then the Gemara emphasizes, se'ar rosho, the se'ar rosho metaltalihu, the hair on the head, that's metaltalin. Sahachi kamar, afilo atamocher, se'ar roshcha va'ochel. No, it doesn't mean that you are going to pay with the hair. It means that you're going to pay with the karka, that is, mishtabdi l'ksuba, and even if that only means that you're left with the hair on your head that you would have to sell. But really, it's talking about karka. That is point number one. We know there's a takanas ha-ga'onim, quoted in Baalei Tosas, quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that mizman hazeh metaltali are mishubit to the ksuba. Me'ikra din only karka, but mizman hazeh, the gemiras das of a woman is on metaltalin also, and metaltali are mishtabdi the ksuba, that's only a takanas ha-ga'onim. That's not inherently. But that is the halach lamaisa. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara, a note, the Mefari said on the question of the Gemara, I isn't hair metaltalin. That is a question dealt with in other areas of Shas, where do we say hair is considered metaltalin? We know in various sugyas, Adam is hukash lekarkos, and hair on a person might also be hukash lekarkos. So Adam is not mechubar. It's not Adam is not connected to the ground, but Adam is hukash based in certain formal categories, sugyos of ona'a and sugyos of gzela and other contexts. Adam is hukash lekarkos. Maybe hair is hukash lekarkos. So what does the Gemara even mean by saying that hair is metaltalin? Maybe not. Maybe hair is like a person. A person has the status of karka. So the Mefaresh says, well, that's why this Gemara must be assuming kol ha'omed ligzos kegazes dami. It must be hair that is ready to be cut, and this is going like the opinions that hold that something that is ra'ui, that is omi, to be cut, to be shorn, so it is as if it is shorn already, and that's why the hair here are like, is considered like metaltalin. That's what the Rush as well says a couple of lines before the end. V'ser rosha metaltalihu ba'omed ligazes. The Mishnah says, any hair, so it sounds like even hair that is ready to be cut, which has the status of metaltalin because it is ra'ui to be to be cut. The sugyas of Kal HaOmed come up in many areas. We have it in five or six places, the Kal HaOmed sugyas. Right here, Kal HaOmed Ligzos Kigazos Dami. We have Kal HaOmed Lisrof Kisarif Dami. Kal HaOmed Lizro Kizarik Dami by the Zrikas Adam. Kal HaOmed Lechatech Kechatef Dami, a part of an animal. Anavim HaOmdos Libatzer Kibitzuros Damian. You find Kal HaOmed in many sugyas. And again, it's a machlokas tanoim. All these sugyas are machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, there are tanoim that hold of it. The Kal HaOmed sugyas. But there's always a day up Hacholekes, and that of the Chachamim. And one doesn't have to hold of all of them across the board. Rabbi Meir, for example, Rabbi Meir holds Kal HaOmed Libatzer Kibitzuros Damin by grapes, but he does not hold of Kal HaOmed Ligzos Kigazos Damin by hair. So you don't have to hold of them across the board. But this is the idea, that once something, the destiny of an item, is clear, Kal HaOmed, we know what's going to happen to it, we're allowed to see the roots of that and the status that is going to be achieved already in the past. So if you formulate it like that, this relates, the Kal HaOmed sugyas relate to three or four other sugyas and shas. First of all, the one that comes up as the closest, maybe, than any of the other sugyas is Kitusei Mechta Shi'urei, which comes up in Sukkah and other contexts, where we say if something has the status to be burned, so it is as if it is already burned. You can't take an esrog of an ir nidachas, because it's Kal HaOmed Likaseis. It's going to be crushed. It's going to be burned. So therefore, it doesn't even have the status now. That's Kitusei Mechta Shi'urei, which is a similar concept of Kal HaOmed. Not exactly, but similar concept. Or there's another sugya the poskim discuss, Hoel. Hoel used by Yantif, the ability to cook on Yantif late in the day, since guests might come at any moment, right? This is the halakhic mechanism that then allows one to cook for an Erev Tavshilin. Since guests might come at this moment, so that's why I am able to cook. But guests didn't come. So in the future, guests might come. But because guests might come, I'm already allowed to view it in that way, and therefore I'm able to cook. It's not exactly the same Hoel, because by Hoel you don't have to say it already happened. Right? By the others, it's as if it happened already, and therefore it's mutter. Hoel just means that because guests might come, I'm allowed to take that possibility into account that it might happen in the future, and then cook for now. I don't have to say that anything happened, even if guests never come. Right, there's no destiny for guests to come. They might come, it's a possibility. But still, it's a similar idea that because guests might come in the future, I'm allowed to already view that possibility now and then act based on it. The other sugya that you might be thinking of is Breira. Breira. What's Breira? Breira, we had that in the beginning of the fifth parak, at the beginning of Ashutzfin. The sugya of something becoming muvurar in the future. I'm allowed to already see the roots of that in the past. You have brothers that are going to split up a Yerusha even before it's split up, or once it's split up, I'm allowed to then see the roots of that birur in the past. So again, there's a very similar Kal HaOmed, the future result, being able to see it in the past. And again, this is a sugya that is very popular in many different sugyas. The sugya of Hazmana also relates. Hazmana, if I'm mazmin something, we had that earlier also, in the first parak. Yeh zimun, is there zimun lebesa kisei, if I designate a certain room for a bathroom. So is it already considered a bathroom or not? Right, yeh zimun for a tefillin bag, the sugyas and brachas talk about. But that's the what we had back even in this Masechlan of Zion of an Aleph. We had the sugyas of Hizmina Lebeis HaKisei, Hizmina Lebeis HaMerchatz. So what is that? I designate something that's going to be used in the future. Do I already say that the status kicks in even before I actually use it? So each of these sugyas have their own unique mechanism, how they work, but they all have a similarity in that it's a future event, a future result, impacting the past, impacting even right now in the present, before it takes place. Again, they're not all exactly the same, but they are similar. Even the Kal HaOmeds are not exactly the same, as we just said before, that Tanoim do not have to hold across the board by all of them. Okay, second to last line. Says the Gemara Shamas Mina, by the fact that Rabbi Akiva told this man that even if he has to sell the hair on his head, he's going to have to pay back the ksuba. So what do you see from there? Shema Mina, Asugyin Bamatsiya, Ein Masajin Lebal Chov. It must be that we don't make payment plans and payment schedules for Baal Echov. Besides leaving basic necessities, when somebody owes money, Beis Din takes the money as soon as they can. Right? They don't say, okay, let's pay back a certain amount every month. No, we don't do that. That's called Ein Masadrim. We're not Masader for a Baal Echov. When he has money, besides his basic necessities, he has to pay back, and we're not relax the chiyuvim to try to make it easier for him. Again, keep in mind, he borrowed the money. If you're at Pirkei Avot, it's fascinating. We know the Mishnah in the second parak that talks about the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and what is the Ezo Derach Sheyav, what's the Derach that a person should follow, and what's the Derach Sheyarchik Bo Adam, and which is the Derach Tov, Derach Ra. So all the Talmidim say, Lev Tov, and Chaver Tov, and Shachin Tov, and one of them is Haroa Es Hanolad. Roas Anola, that's one of them. And then later on in the Mishnah, the next Mishnah has the opposite. So the one that said Lev Tov says Lev Ra, and Chaver Tov and Chaver Ra. What's the opposite of Roas Anola in the Mishnah? Lova Veinu Mishale. That's the opposite. If somebody borrows money and can't pay back. Why? Because he wasn't Roas Anola. If somebody wasn't Roas Anola, it's kind of your fault. So that's the kind of here, right? A Masad in Lebal Chov. We're not Masad there. He shouldn't have borrowed money. If he borrowed money, it's his fault. Or he shouldn't have gotten married if he wasn't going to be able to pay back the Ksuba. A form of Baal Chov. But you see from here, the fact that Rabbi Akiva said you could have to pay everything back. So doesn't that prove A Masad in Lebal Chov? So Amar Rav Nachman by Rabbi Yitzchak. Maybe not. Shlomar Shein Makarin Shtar Ksuba. Maybe really we are Masad there for a Baal Chov. By other contexts, we are Masader. But here, what is Rabbi Akiva telling him? He's telling him in the words of the Ran, Lefni Mishuras Hadin, even if you decide to do whatever you can and give up even basic necessities and pay as much as you can up front, that doesn't mean that once you get the money to finish paying back, that you're not going to have to pay back, we're going to be relaxed on you. You have 700 now, so you're going to give 700 straight up front. So when you get 100, we're not going to say, okay, you paid so much right now. It's enough. No, we're not going to, by ksuba, we don't say that. Ein makarin shtar ksuba. We don't rip up a shtar ksuba, right? We make the person pay whatever he can now, and when he gets the money in the future, he has to pay that too. Right? What is this lafuke? This is lafuke arachin. If somebody makes an erech, the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the second parak in arachin, of zayin amabez in arachin, that if somebody promises to give a certain erech, and let's say they're an ani. So we know there's a certain amount that an ani can afford, that an usher can afford. So he pays when he's an ani, and then later on he becomes an usher. We don't say, oh, now he has to pay back more. He fulfilled his chiv then, and it is finished. We don't say he has to add on. So that's what this Mishnah is la'afuke. When it comes to ksuba, we make him pay totally the full amount, even though at the beginning he went lefrim shur sadin and did whatever he could. We don't say, okay, we'll do him a favor now. Okay, Mishnah. Poschin, next sugya of what we use as a Pesach. Poschin, biyamim tovim vish ubishabasos, where poseach, and the Rav says to the person, using Shabbos and Yontif. What does that mean, using Shabbos and Yontif? It means, if you would have known that it's usur to be mitzta'er on Shabbos or Yontif, would you have made a neder, meaning he made a neder to include, I'm not going to eat meat for a month. And the Rav comes to him, but that includes Shabbos and Yontif. Did you know that there's an isur to be mitzta'er yourself, to pay yourself on Shabbos and Yontif? If he says, I had no idea, so then we are allow him to undo the neder. Again, that is a Pesach to make it considered a neder betalus, and he would be able to eat and drink whatever he needs on Shabbos or Yontif. The Ron quotes, Ilu Aidi Adei Shabbos L'Tzar B'Shabbos, Ha'isa No Der, Yamar Lav, Mati Renoso. This quote in Shulchan Aruch, one is not allowed to pain themselves on Shabbos or Yontif. We'll focus on Shabbos, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is in Simon Reish Pei. Reish Peches, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim. Well, first it says, Asulis Anos B'Shabbos Hashay Shos. One's not allowed to fast on Shabbos. until past chazos. Right? One answer the Mishnah Berurah explains that those who go to shuls who have a long chazin, one has to make sure either to tell them to be a little shorter on Shabbos or to eat something before you go. Have a little drink of water or a cup of juice before one goes in the morning, and then one would not be considered fasting. But the second si'if, beis, yesh omrim, sha'adam shamazik lo achila da'az onegulo shalolecha lo yochal. Somebody enjoys not eating, fine. He doesn't have to eat. Not that they have to fast, not that he should fast, but he doesn't have to eat. Ramah. V'chein, mi sheyesh lo oneg im yivke, kedei sheyelech hatzar mi libo, mutter livkos b'shabes. The Ramah quotes the Shivali Haleket, if somebody enjoys crying, and he wants to get a good cry. Is he allowed to cry? Let's say he's in a certain mood. If they allowed to cry, if somebody has oneg, if they cry in order that the tzar leaves their heart, their amah paskin is mutter. Mutter lifkos b'shabes. Says the Taz, I'm sorry, but I disagree, or at least limit this Ramah. The Taz says, no, you know what this means? You know when you're allowed to cry on Shabbos? Hainu, meaning if you can control yourself. A person can't control themselves, they're an ones. But, says the Taz, hainu dafka, when are you allowed to cry? If you have such dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are so connected, and you are overcome with emotion of Shabbos, and be connected to the Borei Olam, that type of cry is okay. Like Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he read Shir HaShirim. That's the type of cry that you can have on Shabbos. But Stam, in order to, you know, get out some emotion and feel better after the cry, every cry makes you feel better, says the Taz. So that's not the cry, that can't be. Can't be that you can only do all the cries. No. Dafki machmas rob vekuso vakadosh baruch hu zolgenet abdemos. You realize the unbelievable state of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekim atzid b'Rabbi Akiva v'zohar chadash shahaya boche ma'od. Ba'amru shir ashir basha yishayada hechad dramagim. He understood shir ashirim and he realized what it meant, and that's why he cried, because he realized the unbelievable relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'cheinu matzli b'mispalam b'kavana. And sometimes those who daven with kavana feel so connected to Hashem that they cry. Avol stam livkos k'dei sheyetzi atzar milibo lo. But stam to cry in order to make you feel better, so that is not acceptable, says the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz and says that some Achronim argue and hold like the Ramah, the Tosef HaShabbos, the Elio Rabbah. If any type of cry, you know you're going to feel better after it, you're allowed to. So, lemaisa, we should try to control ourselves if it's a sad type of cry, it seems, but if it's a cry that's not a happy type of cry, but a cry that's going to give us oneg through the cry, and afterwards, you know, that might be mutter according to some poskim, according to the pashas of the Ramah. So the Mishnah started off by saying, we are a poseach, we use as a pesach, yantif and Shabbos. Which yomim tov and which shabbosos? Doesn't say, it means all Shabbos and yantif. The Ramah adds in one. And what's amazing is that this is the only place the Rambam mentions this idea. The Rambam says in Hilchos Nedarim, when he quotes this halacha, Paragimel halacha tes, Hanoder, sheyatzum b'shabes, o b'yantif, chayev latzum, shenedarim chalos al divrei mitzvah. Okay, halacha number one, we had this back in earlier, somebody makes a neder, a shvua cannot be chalos Shabbos and yantif, but a neder can, and that's why you have to do a taras adarim to get rid of it. V'chein, hanoder sheyatzum yom rishon o yom shlishi kol yamav. Person makes a neder to fast every Sunday or Tuesday his whole life. Upagabo yomze, and it happened, v'harayu, and then suddenly on a Sunday or a Tuesday there is a yantif, o erev yom kippurim, or erev yom kippur, the only weekday of the year that there is a chiyuv to eat. Let's say, at least maybe even a chiyuv d'oraisa to eat, an erev yom kippur, haray is a chayev latzum, vein sarach lomar rosh chodesh, and surely rosh chodesh. So if Sunday or Tuesday that you promised to fast your entire life comes out to be yantif or erev yom kippur or rosh chodesh, so then one has to fast. Paga bo chanaka upurim yidach enidra b'reish yomim ha'elu hol v'esar atzobi devrei sofrim harei yisuchin chizik yidach enidra b'reik zeres chachamim. But if it's purim or chanaka, you don't even need to be okay the neder because it automatically does not work because those are midra avanan, and therefore they have chizik, as the Gemara says, Yosir Mishal Torah, in certain context, and that's why you don't even have to be okerit. What does it sound like for the Rambam? Says the Kesef Mishnah, says the Radvaz. The halach of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a din daraisa. Sounds like from the contrast to the last ones of Chanukah and Purim. Both the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah are somewhat uncomfortable, and they say it might be daraisa, but it also might be a dirabanan with an ikar min haTorah. right? And that might be good enough in this regard to not require chizik yoser mishal Torah. The afilu teim b'shu drasha drabanan, says the Radvaz, mikamakam ishlo ikerman haTorah v'lo asi lizol zulebe ve'ein sarich chizik. So you might say that, and the Kesev Mishnah as well says similar ideas. He's also comfortable with saying it's a real daraisa, even though the pashas is a drasha. The drasha, the Gemara comes up a number of places, right, in Rosh Hashanah and in Yuma, the drasha of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. But either way, the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah say, even if you say it's Drabanan, the same halacha would apply, because Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. What's unusual about this Rambam? This is the only place where the Rambam discusses eating on Erev Yom Kippur. In Hilcha Shvisa Sasser, he doesn't say, Mitzvah Le'echol Erev Yom Kippur. Doesn't say that. It's a mystery. Mystery why this is the only place that he says it, but this is here, important Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim Paragimel, about a neder where Erev Yom Kippur happens to be chal on one of the days that you mentioned. Vayter in the Mishnah. Barishona hayomrim, osana yamim mutarim, eshakal yam asurim. Originally, when somebody made a neder and it happened to include a day of Yantif, a day of Shabbos, so the Chachamim said, so once you matter the neder, so those days, the Shabbos day, the Yantif day, that becomes mutar, but the rest of the neder is still chal, is still chai. Achavar Rabbi Kiva Valimin, it's Rabbi Kiva taught, no, Shenedesh, Hutar Mechlalo, or Hutar Mechsaso, Hutar Kulo, that a nether, once part of it is knocked out, so too all of it is knocked out. Nedesh, Hutar Mechsaso, Hutar Kulo. Again, a similar idea like we have in other areas of Halacha, Edesh, Mixas is Batel, Kulo is Batel, let's see, we have it by nether. Once part of the nether is knocked out, we say all of it is knocked out. What's the reason or the source for this? So the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi based on a pasuk. Yalfinam on the third line in the Ran. Yalfinam la Yerushalmi midechsiv kachal hayotze mipiv yaaseh. Demashma dafka b'shekulo kayam kachal hayotze mipiv. Everything that came out of your mouth you do. So if it's not everything, then it's nothing. We assume it's a package. It's a package deal. That is the Ran in the name of the Yerushalmi. The Rush here seems to quote more of a svara. The Rush says on the last medium line in the Rush, "Aval bishalom matzah pesach al kulo delo nader meikara ella adash it is kaim kulo nimsa hataras miksaso pesach lekulo." No, it sounds like, says the Rush, that it's an umdana. It's an umdana. He wants the whole thing to be chal, and if you get out the whole thing to be chal, then none of it's chal. So whether it's a pasuk or a svara, machlokas we showed him right here. We discussed earlier, back on Daf Chav Zayin, if you remember the Ran, on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, the Ran quoted two important discussions related to this. Number one, do you only say this, he quoted the Ramban, that you only say, Neder Shudim Mitzat Hutar Kulo by a Neder that's Hutar Al Yidei Pesach. Because a Pesach makes it into a Neder B'Taus, and once it's Taus, once it can be called a mistaken Neder, the whole thing is Batel. Aval, said the Ramban there, Hiti Ruhu Becharata, if it's based on Charata, which you remember, what just meant, oh, I realized I was angry at the time, I wasn't in control at the time, Ein Kol HaNeder Niter Ela Mashu Mischaripo Bilvad. That's what the Ramban says. This concept only applies by neder, not by charata. And then the Ran quoted the Bali Atosfas that say no. Avo batosfas kasud afilu neder b'charata kiva dechacham oker haneder meikaro mikiva shudim miksasa huter kulo. So first machlokas. Tosas and the Ramban, whether this principle applies to Shvua also or only to neder. Then he quoted later on, does it only apply to Hataras Chacham, or even more than that, Vidavka, there also in the Ran. Ba'ataras Chacham u'damar neder shudim miksasa huter kulo. Lefisha Chacham oker haneder meikaro. Aval beheter cherem o nidui. What if somebody is undoing a cherem, an excommunication, or a nidui? Im acherem o nida yud b'nei adam v'huter echan mehem hu mutar v'kulam asurim v'chein adin b'hafaras habal. Tekaimlan bal megiz gayis. What we're going to start by the Shabbat tomorrow's daf. When the Baal, or the father, cuts the neder, it's cut, it doesn't uproot it, and therefore you wouldn't say Huta Mixas or Huta Kulo there either. So, two important halakha discussions related to our Mishnah here. Neder versus Shvua, Chacham versus Av. So that is related based on our Mishnah. Vayter. Ketzad. What's an example of Huta Mixas or Huta Kulo? Amar Konam She'ini Nana L'Kolchem. If somebody says, I'm not going to get Hadar, it's a Konam. It's like a carbon that I'm not going to get hana from all of you. So he says, kulchem. He puts everybody together. Huter echad mehen, huter kulan. If one of them becomes mutter, then they all become mutter. She'eni nen elazev elazev. But if he says, I'm not going to get benefit from this one, or from this one, or from this one, meaning he separates them, but as we'll see, this means that he really makes them totally on each other also. This one, and this one, number two is like number one, number three is like number two. They're all connected to each other in a line. Then, huter harishon, huter kulan. If the first one becomes mutter, then they'll all become mutter because they're totally on that one. Huter ha'acharon, ha'acharon mutter v'kulan asurin. But if only the last one in the line is hutar, so then the last one is mutter, but all the earlier ones are usur because it is, they're all totally on each other. The next line is taken out. By some girsos, it's the same svara. If one in the middle, huter ha'em soy, he'men olamata mutter, he'men olamala asur. Okay, then whatever in the line is further down becomes mutter as well. She'eni nen elazek carbon elazek carbon. If somebody makes a neder and uses the lashon of carbon by each and every person, then tzrichan pesach l'kol echad ve'echad. So that's explicating and being mechalik between each person because he used the lashon of a carbon by each one, and therefore that they are looked at as totally separate nedarim, and we don't say huter mesaser huter kulo. The Mefari says even if all of these are said tokede dibur. And we say Tokeh Dedibur is looked at as one unit of time, as we're going to talk about at length later on in about 11 blot from now, towards the end of the Masechta. The sugi is the Tokeh Dedibur on Daf Pei Zayin. So, even so, you are mechalik by using a different word of carbon by each one, and therefore they are not connected. Period. Next section of the Mishnah, which we just had recently. Konam yayin sheini toim shayayin rola meyayin. Person makes a neder against wine. He's not going to drink because wine is bad for his intestines. Amrulo, and then they tell him, v'halo hameyusha yafala meyayin. What do you mean? Some of the wine, the old wine, is good for the intestines. So he's then allowed. It's a neder betos. He didn't realize that wine is good for the intestines, old wine. So it's mutter. The Ran says without any pesach, it's automatic. And not only that wine, but all wine, because as we said, once part of the neder is hutar, so too all of it is hutar. Kona batzel shani toim sha batzel ralalev. He says, I don't want to have any onions anymore. Onions are usher to me because onions are bad for the heart. Amrulo, v'alo ha-kufriya for the leiv. This certain type of onion is good for the heart, the kufri. Huter b'kufri, so it's mutter. V'lo b'kufri bilvad hutar, ela b'chala b'tsalim. And not only is the kufri mutter, but all onions become mutter because of the same principle. Maisa haya v'itira b'kiva b'chala b'tsalim. And there was even a story, l'maisa, and Rabbi Meir matered all of the Bitzalah. The Tiferes Yisrael here goes through the flow of the Mishnah, how each part of the Mishnah teaches me something. The first half of the Mishnah is by people, Huter Bitzalah Uter Kulo, and then comes wine, and then comes onions, meaning what is the Chiddush of each one, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Bigamara Parech, Amai Hutzrich Lomar, goes through each one. But the Tiferes Yisrael then says, "V'nirli dinakat hanach beis mishnayis mishnah zayin and mishnah ches." In ours is all one. To kamash malon lo mi boy to mutra pi chacham to me'akar akal lekulu aneder. Not only when the chacham is matirit and is okerit lahachi vade amir ne'akar kulu. That for sure you say it's totally uprooted. Ella afilu b'mishnah ches. But not the miyainu batzel. Even there, that we told an edge of a davar betoas. It's not the chacham coming in. As we said, it's basically automatic. You might say where it's automatic, you might say, as we like to say, its strength is its weakness. Because it's not a chacham, it's automatic, it's so strong of an uprooting, but it only uproots what it was related to. And therefore the old wine, which you didn't know, that was toast. So you might say that this does not have that principle, because it's automatic. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That it's automatic there too. Afilu hachi utar kulu. Number one. And then he says, even within this Mishnah, lo zuav zuktani. To lo mi boy, not only by wine, where if he would have known that old wine is good, that he wouldn't have asked all wine, because everybody likes wine. So he wouldn't have answered it. So he sure wouldn't have included the rest of the wine. So once he matters some of the wine, we say it's all. But onions, maybe he would have said, You know, okay, kufri is mutter, but all the other onions are also aser. Person is not connected to onion so much. Kamash bulan, that's also mutter. Afilo achi utar kulo. So each line is a chiddush that we didn't know in the previous line. Says the chashuk echemed. This is the mucker of the day. Hopefully a lot of mukkaras of the day. But says the chashuk echemed, right here. It's really, Rav Moshe starts asking the question, but the chashuk echemed has an amazing application of this. Rav Moshe, the chashuk echemed asked. I read it from the Chashuk Echemen, and then he quotes the Rav Moshe that relates to this. Sheila, there was a story about a woman who was trying to go on a diet. Right, they're talking about her konam. She's ossering onions and ossering different foods. Woman's going on a diet, and many times she tries, it never succeeds. Never succeeds. Finally, she and her husband is with her. She wants also for her to be able to go on a diet. They decide she's going to go on a special diet. Her husband gets up and makes a neder. If my wife is matzliach in her diet, I'm going to give $1,000 to tzedakah. $1,000 to tzedakah. That's the neder. So, number one, what is called hatzlacha in the diet? How much does she have to lose to have hatzlacha in the diet? And number one. Number two, what if she's successful, but then she gains it right back? That's still a neder. Rak luzman katzar, lachar mikan chazol matzava kodem. Va'abal terem shilim misnidra, the baal doesn't pay yet. So do we say, the diet had effects or not? So, Rav Moshe talks about this. Yaradeya, chelek aleph, simen kuf nun aleph. Rav Moshe discusses this. Be'inyin, his chayvus l'tzedakah b'tanai. A question from the 1950s. This is the case. Ha'isha she'amra. It's a woman. His chayvus l'tzedakah b'tanayim tiskachish al yidei hadayit she'nasu l'harofim hinosenes $1,000 l'tzedakah. That's what he says. So he goes through the sugya, whether that's a good neder or not, but at the end he says, what's called a diet? It must be a weight loss that people will say, oh, you lost weight. That's the midah. Midah's achasha pashut. She'ina b'mashu. Doesn't mean 1 pound. Ina b'mashu. That's not called, you know, losing. Ela mashu b'nei adam yomru sheniskachasha. Hainu shehe dover nikar. Right, that is the shear that one has. That's as much as it has to be. Aye, what happens if she gains it right back? So says the Chashuk Echemet, totally out of left field. We all know the Gemara in Nida, on Daf Lamed, that a baby learns all of Torah in utero, and when he comes out, the Malach gives him a little flick, and he forgets it all. Why does he taught it all then? Because he has to earn it. Right? But if he has to earn it, why is he taught it all in the first place? That's why he's caused to forget it. But why is he taught it then in the first place? To create that inherent connection so that it's easier when he learns it again. And it's easier when ever he connects, the light bulb goes on, that special feeling that we get, the pintel yid, that's what that connects. So it's easier the rest of his life when he learns Torah. So suggest the Chashuk Echemen maybe here too. Even if you want to say she gained it back, but she still accomplished something when she lost it. La'achar shekvar hadiyate etzlicha, hagam shekeiz chazra isha vishmina, b'chol zos bevade shish reva gadol, b'ashekvar etzlicha lehera zos, ki keiz mevina shemesugelas lakach. She realizes she could do it. V'gam kala yoser la'chzor la'tzliach lehera zos. It's easier for her. So that's the Chashuk Echemen, just like the Gemara in Nida. What's true, it might not be 100% true in terms of the medical status of, is it easier? And if one looks on it Googles the yo-yo diet, it could be that ironically, it might be harder when somebody keeps losing and gaining and losing and gaining and losing and gaining. From the medical point of view, in terms of, is it easier once somebody lost and then gained it back, is it easier to then lose again? Like that Marshall. But either way, he might not be talking about from a medical point of view. He might just be talking about from a psychological point of view. Once somebody knows that they lost, so then they're like, okay, I can do this again. Okay, either way, that's what he relates in terms of diet to our Mishnah. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Hutar ha'acharon, ha'acharon, mutar v'kulan asurin. So we said, if somebody, there's a line of, in the net there, so the last one is going to be mutar, and the earlier ones are going to be asur. Mantana, amarava rabbi shimin hi, damar achi amar shuola kalechad ve'echad. Who is the opinion that of our Mishnah? It is Rabbi Shimon, who says, in the context of shvuas ha-pi kadon, when somebody owes a shvua for different people that he knows about having an item regarding various people, if he uses the lashon of shvua by each one, so then he's chayiv for each one, shvua sapikado. So that's the author of our Mishnah that uses the lashon of carbon by each one to separate it. So that's like the shita of of Reb Shimon, where the Ron discusses whether we pass on like Reb Shimon or not, but that's in a different context of Shvuas HaPikadon. Vayter kodem yayin sheni toim v'chulu, v'tebek lein te'ein ra. Why don't we say the Mishnah, which said that he makes a neder that he's not going to drink wine, and they say, well, what do you mean? Good wine, well, old wine is good. Does it have to be good? What if it's just not bad? He says, I'm not going to have this wine because it's bad for me. But what if they say, no, this is not bad for you. Does it have to be good? So the Gemara answers, you're right, it does not have to be good. Amar Rabbi Abba va'od yafiktani. Not only is it not bad, but it is good. Meaning there are three categories. There's bad, neutral, and good. So really, in our Mishnah, you only needed neutral. But you read it as a va'od. Kona batzal shani toim shabatzal v'chulu. Same thing, v'tebele te'in ra. Why don't you just say it's not bad? Amar Rabbi Abba va'od yafiktani. In a chinami, you can read the Mishnah like that. Next. Says the Mishnah, poskan la de bechavod atzmo u bechavod banav. We could also use as a Pesach his own coven or his children's coven. The context is where a man either makes a neder that he's going to divorce his wife. That's what the Rush says. Another lagarib shizishta, or he makes a neder that he's not allowed to get benefit from his wife, and mameli he has to divorce his wife. So if we say to him, that, do you realize what people are saying about you? Do you realize what people are saying about your kids? You're divorcing your wife, so it must be that you saw something in her, maybe the children are going to follow her. Omrim lo, ilu ayita yodea, shalomachar omrin alecha. If you would have known that people are going to say about you, kachi veslo shaploni, this is what this guy does. Megarish is nashav, meaning, in either direction, either people are going to be talking about him, that he's the one that caused the problems, or the opposite, for al b'no secha yu omrin, b'noz gerusho sein, right, these are kids of a divorce, ma rasa ima shalelu is garesh, what does mother do? It must be that she did something, maybe she acted inappropriately, and therefore there's a chshad about the status of the children, or the Ritva says, there's a worry that the children are going to act like the mother, right? Either it's the result, or they're just going to copy. V'amar, in any of these terrible cases, where the people are saying these terrible things, V'amar, ilu ha'iti yodeh shekein lo ha'isi noder, hareza mutter. If he says, no, I would never have made the neder, so that is mutter. Again, that is not called nolad, but that's a good possibility that people are going to talk. Kona. Now we had this part of the Mishnah yesterday. Kona, I'm Shani knows he is plonis ku'ura. Vaharina. Man says, I'm not going to marry this woman who is ku'ura, who is ugly in my eyes, and really she's beautiful. Shechora, vahari hi levana. She has a dark complexion, and really she has a lighter complexion. Kitsara, vahari aruka. He was looking for a tall woman. And she's short, but she ends up being tall. Mutterba. He's allowed to marry her. Lo mebnei shikur avanases noesh, shchor avanases levana, ksar avanases arucha. Not because anything changed, but what's the case of the Mishnah? Ela shahaneder ta'us. But it happens to be that it was a mistake. He had misinformation. Umaisa be'echa shenadda mibasacho. So, there was a case where a man made an edda from his niece. Remember we said earlier, a couple of days ago, that the Gemara says in Yevamos that it's good to marry your niece, but if somebody was being pressured to marry his niece, basacho, when he makes an edda, he doesn't want to. Rabbi Yishmael took her in v'ipua and gave her some makeup and let her take get her massage and go to a spa and come out, and all of a sudden she looks beautiful. Amar lo Rabbi Yishmael b'ni mizuna darta, and Rabbi Yishmael says to the guy, you sure you wanted to make a neder from this niece of yours? Amar lo la lav, he says, no, I didn't realize. V'hitir Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yishmael matered. Again, this does not mean that that should be the focus, chas v'shalom, of one's relationship. But it happened to be this guy, thought that the looks were going to be a deal breaker. And therefore, here, Rabbi Yishmael saved the day, and he was able to bring this couple together. But also Shah Bachar Rabbi Yishmael v'yamar, at that moment, Rabbi Yishmael said, look what I just did. But then look what, these girls, what state they're in. But those Yisrael know, saying, Elash Anios Ben Avaltan, all Jewish girls are beautiful. It's just that the poverty, look what happens to them, and they can't beautify themselves for their suitors. And therefore, he cried about the sad state of affairs that they were in. Ukshemeser B'Yishmael, and when he died, Hayu Benos Yisrael Nosos Kino, all the girls, right, were cried at his Levaya. The Omros Benos Yisrael, Al Rabbi Yishmael Bechena, all girls cry. V'cheno Omer B'Shaul, as it says by Shaul, Benos Yisrael, Al Shaul Bechena. Right, so the end of the pasuk also discusses David HaMelech crying for Shaul. Okay. Just want to highlight the Gemara Ksuvos tells us of a similar story remember the first parak on Daf Yud Amud Beis in the context of a Ksuba. Who does the kame de Rebbe? This was Yud Amud Beis and Ksubas. Person comes in front of Rebbe, Amar Le Rebbe Bo'alti V'lo Matzasi Dam. He said, I was with my wife and Lo Matzasi Dam, Amar Lo Rebbe Adayin B'sula Yisei. She says, I'm a B'sula. I'm still a P'sula. Not only was I a P'sula, I'm still a P'sula. V'shtei bitzara savi, it was a famine year. Ra Rebbe Shepadeim Shcharim, Rebbe saw that their faces were blackened and they were starving. Tziva aleim v'hechnisum l'merchas v'hechilum v'hishkum v'hechisum l'cheder. Rebbe gave him a shower, Rebbe gave them food and said, you know what, couple, go back and come back to me tomorrow. They came back and there was dam. Amar lo leh z'chi b'mechacha. And Rebbe says, see what happens if in states where they aren't in their natural state. Similar idea as what happened here to Rabbi Yishmael. There was more of an issue of dam, and here it's an issue of getting them married in the first place. Period. Vayter says the Gemara, Maisa Listor. Ask the Gemara, how can we bring a raya up? Right, we just said that a person, if he's able to have the Pesach, that if he would have known that this was going to happen, so then he would never have made the neder. And then the Mishnah brings cases of not what's going to happen in the future of a Pesach, but cases of Taus, right? Which sounds like it's only a case of Taus that would work, but not a case if something changes in the future. So the Gemara says, "Chisuri Mechsera." No, really, there are words missing, or our understanding is missing. V'achik Tani, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Afilu. Ku'ura v'nasis na'ah, shchora v'nasis levana, kitzara v'nasis aruka. Right, the Rabbi Shmuel says, even if, right, what is the case? I'm sorry, I didn't even finish the question. Finish the flow of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had cases of Taus, and then Rabbi Shmuel's case is not even Taus. That's a case where something happens afterwards, and he beautifies her. So, isn't that a story that does not follow what was just said before it in the Mishnah? So the Gemara said, no, it's really a machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel adds on and says, no, even if something changes, she was ugly and becomes beautiful, that also works. And then the story is quoted, Maisa Be'echa Shenadar, Mivazachoso Vechnisuha, Lebeis Rabbi Shmuel, V'yipo Avachulu. What does this mean? So the Ron quotes that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar, that you're poschim b'nolad. Even though it's very unusual, as we said yesterday, it's more common for somebody to do tshuva than for somebody who is ugly to become beautiful. But Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar that we had before, poschin benolad, that you're allowed to have a Pesach based on nolad. That like Rabbi Eliezer said at the beginning of the parak. Or the Rush said no. The Rush says no. Rabbi Shmuel is saying is that beauty also is not something new. Beauty is like Taus. What did he do here? He just scrubbed them and gave them to eat and changed something, but really uncovered the natural beauty. And that's what he cried about in the Mishnah. No, saying, El Shanias ben Avaltan, they are beautiful. It's just that Anias removes their beauty. Tana, continuing on the top, Shane Toteves, Haisala, or another Brisa. A woman had a Shane Toteves, some type of artificial tooth. Asalah, Rabbi Shmuel, Shein Shel Zav Mishalo, and Rabbi Shmuel gave her, filled it in, so she didn't have a missing space, a Shein Shel Zahav. The Marsha here discusses that there's a machlokas in Masechta Shabbos, whether a golden tooth is something to be proud of, and to show off to friends, or something that the woman might be embarrassed about, because it doesn't match her other teeth. So this sounds like it's a raya to Rashi there, on Daf Samachay, that it is something beautiful, because that's what Rabbi Shmuel did for her. When Rabbi Shmuel died, the Safdan said the following, like it said in the Mishnah, Benos Yisrael, al Rabbi Shmuel Bechena, all young maidens cry on Rabbi Yishmael, Hamal Bishchen Vechulu, which is the end of that pasuk from Sefer Shmuel that was quoted before. Period. Hahuda Amar Lala Debisu. A man said to his wife, Konam Shi'iat Nanes Li, couple of Shalom Bayis Gemaras right here. Samach Vavim Abayis, as we'll get to some one amazing story in a couple of minutes, Be'ez Hashem. Who damar lo lebisu konem shi'at ananis li? Ashet tat'imi tafshilef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Man makes a neder. You're not getting any hanah from me until you give some of your soup to the G'doli Ador. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. He was very upset at his wife, and this is like a dvar bizayon. To make her bring her soup to the God of Ador. Rabbi Yehuda was mocha on his cup, but he says, okay, fine, I'll taste it. Omar Kal Vachomer. He says, if Hashem could do it, I could do it. Umala aso shalom bein ish l'ishto. If to make shalom, by isha sota, between a husband and a wife, Amra Torah. The Torah says, Shemi shenechta b'kedusha yimachel amayim hama'arim. Bisafek. The Torah says, my name, Hashem Hashem, that was written B'Kedusha, is erased in the Mayim HaMa'arim, even though it's only a Safek. We don't know whether this woman is guilty or not. We don't know whether we're going to bring this couple back together. And still, Hashem says, erase my name, Va'ani, and me, to eat some soup. Alachas kama v'kama, surely, nothing to talk about. Surely, I'm going to be mochel on my coven. We know the Medrash also gives a similar story of a woman who the husband says, woman was at a shir Friday night, she comes back late, the husband says, you're not going to come in until you spit in the eye of Rabbi Meir. And the Meir convinces her that he has an eye ailment, and the only way that it could be solved is if somebody spits in the eye. Same idea that the Gdolei Adar would do anything for Shalom Bayis. Interesting, it says here, Shenechta v'kedusha. We know the Rambam says that only Shem Hashem that is written by someone who believes has the status of Torah. The Rambam says in Ilchos Yisodi HaTorah that you're not allowed to destroy any Kisvei HaKodesh, as we know, Asur La'abed. And then he says, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, B'Kisvei HaKodesh, Shekasvu Osan Yisrael v'kedusha. If a Jew writes it, Aval, a believing Jew, Aval min Yisraeli, a heretic, shekasav sefer Torah, sarfinoto imaz karashavo. You can burn it. It doesn't have kedusha. Mipnei she'eno ma'amin b'kedushas Hashem. V'lok savo ela v'humale b'daito shezek kishar advarim. He thinks he's writing a book. V'hol b'daito kein lo neskadish Hashem u'mitzvah l'sarfo kedesh lo laniach shem l'minim v'lo l'ma'aseihem. Aval goy shekasav as Hashem gones in oso. Ironically, a goy writing it is better. That you shouldn't use, but you should at least be gonez it. But when it comes to a min Yisraeli, that doesn't have any kedusha, and that could just be, that should be burned. But that was Rabbi Yehuda's reaction. Rabbi Yehuda says, I will drink it. Rabbi Shimon lo tom. Rabbi Shimon was not toim. Rabbi Shimon stood his ground. He said, no, you're mezalzel. Again, you don't have to say he was taking himself so seriously, but he was taking his position seriously. Amar yamusa kol b'nei almana, val yozos Shimon mimkomo. What he really was saying was that this guy should die. He's giving a curse on the husband. And it sounds like he's giving a curse on the children too. B'nei almana. The Rush says it's not really a curse. It's just saying that these children are not going to have a father now to grow up and be a role model for him. So it's a good chance that they're not going to be end up so straight. That's the Rush. B'nei almanas ein lahem av lahadricham b'derech yishara ve'ena b'nei tarbus k'mo zeh hanoder. The Rush says, Rachman al-Aslan, I'm cursing the father, and then if the father's not around, the children are going to have a more difficult time. The Ron sounds like it's more of a literal curse, which might be Bavon Nedarim Banim Mesim, based on that type of Gemara from elsewhere, but that is the story. Reb Shimon stood his ground. Va'od, and number two, Kihechid Lolis Ragli Lamindar. People shouldn't just keep doing this, embarrassing the Gdolei Adar. Again, not that Reb Shimon was out for his covet, it was Reb Shimon Bayachoy, but it was just that he was after the covet of the institution of what he stood for. Again, Shalom Bayis, we mentioned a couple of days ago, we had a couple of important sources. Just to quote one other one, the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam also says the importance and the emphasis that he gives on Shalom Bayis, as we discussed a couple of days ago as well. The Rambam says, right, what is this look at the end of Ner Chanukah, of the Hilchas Chanukah? The Gemara and Shabbos. Somebody only has enough money for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos wins. Why? Mishum Shalom Beiso. Shari Hashem Nimchak Laso Shalom Beinish Lishto. As the Gemara just said, Godol HaShalom Shekol HaTorah Nitno Laso Shalom Ba'olam. Shenemar Derecha Darchi Noam V'chol Nesivoseha Shalom. Vaita, Huda Amalo Debisu, a man says to his wife, Konem, she had the Nenes Liat Shetaruki, Bob Reb Shimon Gamliel. You're not going to get any anah from me until you spit it, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Asis, Verocha Galavushe. She went, she spit on his beged, not on his own body, and Reb Shimon Gamliel said that's enough. He was matirit. Amalo Yavachami Difti the Ravina. Vaha Hailazi Luseka Machabin. This man had full disgrace in mind. So maybe he meant to spit on your body, not on your beged. It's enough zilus. It's enough zilzol. It's enough disgrace to spit on the beged as well. Hahuda amar lala debisu. Konam shiyat anenes liat shatiri mum yafesh abechler bishol b'Rabbi Yossi. A man says to his wife, you're not gonna get any benefit from me until you show something about you that's beautiful to Rabbi Bishol b'Rabbi Yossi. I don't know too many things about you that are beautiful. So, something beautiful about you, show her a B.O.C., and if you find something beautiful, so then you can get benefit from me. Amar Lahem. So now Rabbi Yossi is asking the people who came and told him about the situation. He wants to know if there's something beautiful about this woman. Amalem Shema Roshanot, does she have a beautiful head? Amalo Segalgal. No, it's kind of Segalgal, it's a weird shape. Shema Sarana, does she have beautiful hair? Domer Lanise Pishta. No, it's like flax, it's very bad hair. Shema Nea Nos, does she have beautiful eyes? Terutos Hain. Also, not such a beautiful shape, not such beautiful eyes. Shema is now nose, kfulos hain, they're folded over. Shema chotmena, does she have a beautiful nose? Balumu, it's like a closed up nose. Shema sifsosea nose, avosein, thick lips. Shema tzavaranaya, shakutu, it's her neck is short. Shema kresanaya, savahu, she's bloated. Shema raglaha nose, rechavos kishalavza, her legs, no, they're fat like geese. Shema, so all these, he's looking, he's trying. Shema Shmanae. Maybe she has a beautiful name. What's her name? Lachluchis Shma. Her name is Lichluchis. Lichluch. Disgusting. Dirty. Amarlani says, oh, I got it. Yafe Karnasa Lichluchis. Shema Lichluchis Bemumin Visharya. She's got a gorgeous name because it fits exactly everything about her. Visharya and he matters. Basically also saying to the husband, it's your fault. Meaning you married a woman whose name was Lachluchis. You should have been Bodeik Bishma. That's the story that is told about Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Interesting, he says, some of the words said about the shapes is that the head was segalgal, the eyes were terutos. If you remember the Lashon, reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Remember the story of the two people who had a bet that they can make Hillel angry, and one of them says, yeah, I can make Hillel angry, and he calls Hillel out of the shower on Erev Shabbos, and he says, I have a question. He says, what's your question? So the first question was, why are the heads of the Babylonians segalgalos? Right, that's right here. Right, segalgal. What was the second question? Why are the eyes of the Talmudian terutos? Right, those are two. Right, and then it talks about why the legs of the Africans rechavos, but the first two here, or two of them here, are related to that Gemara as well. Vayter, last story. Hahu Bar Bavel, the Solag L'Aretz Yisrael. There was a certain Babylonian that came up to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that important, says the Ben Yoyada? Because we realize they might have had different dialects. They spoke differently, so they couldn't understand each other properly. Nasavitsi marries a woman. Amar la bashili li tre talfi. Cook for me two talfi. So, 2 days in the Rishonim here. Is the machlokas between them just in terms of quantity or in terms of type? Some say that they asked for lentils and she brought something else. Either way, the husband asked for one thing and she brought something else. So let's go with the Ran, which is, it's about a number. He asked for two lentils, but she lay tre talfi. So he meant to say just a little bit of lentils. He said two, but she brought him two lentils. Two. Rasach alike. It's angry there. I meant a little bit, not two. Lamachar amalabashili gariva. So next day, he learned from his mistake. He says, bring me a gariva, which is a very large amount. So bashila gariva. So she brings him this huge amount of food. So again, he gets angry. I didn't mean that much. So amalai, now, he says, zili isili tre butzini. Bring me two butzine, which are melons. Azlis va'isili tre shragi. She understood butzina. Butzina also means light. She brought him two lights, two neros. Amar Allah, now he's getting very angry. They can't communicate. Zili tavri yasan arecha de baba. Go break these. Go break these. Get rid of these. Break them on the baba, which means the gate. But she didn't realize that means baba. Sabi yasa. Baba ben buta. A baba. The great God Ladar, Baba ben buta, was sitting by the gate. Vakadon dina. And he was in the middle of a judgment. A dill of a din Torah. Azla, she goes, Visavris Yon Areshe. She breaks it on top of his head. Rav Shechter likes to quote this story. Humor in the Talmud, right here. And she breaks it on top of his head. Amar La, Ma Hadain Davis. What was that for? Amar Le, Kach Tivani Bali. She says, that's what my husband told me to do. Amar, what does Baba Ben Buta do? At Asit Ritzon Bailech, you did the Ritzon of your husband. Hamakom Yotzimim Chashne Banim Kabar Ben Buta. I give you a bracha. You should have Banim children like Baba Ben Buta, meaning you should have Banim who are Osek Batorah. What's the story doing here? So the Ran says, it's to tell you the galos of Baba Ben Buta. Lashminan Chasidus de Baba Ben Buta. Kiechi de Isiacha of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Shmuel. Right, the galos of, he didn't get angry. Shalom Bayis, okay. Anything for Shalom Bayis, right? The Sefer HaChinuch, which we mentioned many times in the mitzvah Reish Memalov and the mitzvah of Nekama, right? The Chinuch says, whenever we are an object, not a subject about something in life, we have to realize it was meant to happen. And Baba Ben Buta had that unbelievable attitude. Yes, it was meant to happen. And therefore, why should I, do something or be upset? Why was the, the Mida Keneged Mida to have two children like Vav Ben Buta. So we'll just end with this Gematria. We'll end with the Gematria. Says the Ben Yehoyada, if this woman came and did this for her husband, it must be that she really loved her husband. And hopefully when she comes back, it must be that her husband really loved her. He kept asking her for things. And the Gematria of Ahava is 13. And we know there are four humors in each person. So they believed in the Talmud, all the four humors that make everybody up. So all of the four humors of one person love the four humors of the other person. So Av is 13 times 4 is 52. The 52 from each of them combine. Ben is 52. Two Banim is what he promised them if they keep up their love, if they go back and have that Shalom Bayis. Okay, that's the Ben Yoyada. And we realize the galus of Shalom Bayis and the galus of Bav Ben Buta based on this story. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors for today's shiur, the Hertz family, in loving memory of their grandfather, whose yard site is today, Mr. Leslie Hertz, Eliezer Ben Yeshaya. Okay, we will stop here.